Okay. Okay, thank you, Rabbi Shaiwitz, for coming and bringing the chevra here. Very nice to see old faces, new faces. Very nice to be here. Okay, so Rabbi Shaiwitz told me we're going to be doing is Kibbutz Avaim, and maybe Kodesh or something. Okay, so let's learn and see where it gets us. Okay, Tana Rabban. We have the facts. Okay, Tana Rabban at the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. Tana Rabban Eizeh Mora Eizeh Kibbutz. Mora lo ome bimkomo velo yeshu bimkomo lo soses dvara velo machriya. So these halachas of mora are not sitting, standing in the place where your parent normally does. And lo soses dvara. We'll have to explain what that means in a second. Velo machriya. And kibud is machil mashke malbishu mechasa machnis umotzi, which are things of servicing your parent, giving them food, helping them put on their clothing, etc. So, what I'd like to focus on is the following question, a very basic question. And that is, what about things that are not service to the parent, in other words, not feeding them food or something like that, but the parent, I want you to go to a certain yeshiva, I want you to go marry a certain girl, I want, in other words, things that are their ratzon, that they want you to do, that comes up a lot, I but it's not necessarily directly giving them food, sustenance, etc. Is that also included in the I want the parents, want them to be go to medical school. I need my son. I need him to go to medical school. how many times I've heard that. That's not service. And I'm not saying that because one day Chas v'Shalom the parents not well. I can't because we know the halacha is. Like you're a dentist or something, you're a surgeon, you can't do it on your own parent because Shaila of Kabbalah that you're going to come to do extra Kabbalah Shalom Tzorach. But parents have certain needs, that at least they convince themselves they have these needs. And the question is that part of this, or is it only limited to things that give me water, get me, I'm always makbid at every night for dinner. I have my son. I want bring me the dessert. So mezakeh him in the mitzvah of kibud avim. So that's machil, not literally, but he'll get the. So he knows that that's his job, and I do that because I want him to mezakeh him in this mitzvah. But what about other things? And another question, in the Mora aspect, Losorsa as Dvarav. So the simple shada means that you can't contradict him. You can't contradict your parent. So does that only mean verbally? Or any time I'm not listening to my parent, I'm contradicting them. So the simple shot in this Gemara is it means verbally. In other words, if we have a conversation and he's verbally, but not listening is not part of. It's only the Sefer HaMakna. You can look in the Sefer HaMakna. That's the class of Achronim. So he was Mechadesh that Lo Soser's Dvar. At any time you don't listen to your parent, they want you to go to do this and you doing that. So that's also included on Soser's Dvar. Even though you're not verbally. This is they wanted you to do this. They wanted you to become a doctor, and you want to be whatever. So the Poshim Shad, that's not called Sosa Dvar. You're just not listening. The Poshim Shad of Sosa Dvar means verbally.
If your parents ask you to get a cup of water, and you say, I don't want to get you a cup of water, or you violation of urine.
So if you don't get them a cup of water, right, so then you... You mevatel the mitzvah essay of kibbut, and if you don't get them, if you say I'm not doing it, then that's so says dvar. But if you just don't do it, Ashra says you were just mevatel kovet.
Not the vayter, or that
yeah. Right, for a vacation. You want to go? Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. So, right, so he... Yeah. Yeah, so he's saying that we'll have to see how far this goes. So let's see more. Okay. So now let's take a look. There's a famous sugya in Yevamos, in the sugya of Esei Docha Lo Sase. So the sugya of Esei Docha Lo Sase, so the Gemara in Yevamos here on Hamad Beis, take a look on page 2. The Tanya Yochol Yehei Kibar Aveim Docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomer Ish Imo V'Aviv Tishro V'Shapsosoi Tishmar V'Kuchem Hayovim B'Chvodi. So, right, parents are chayiv in the kavod of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, a parent tells you to do something chil Shabbos. We'll say another shayla that comes up a lot. A parent wants the child to daven with them. You're a Brooklyn person, so you know everyone. There's somebody minyanim there. So, but the kids don't always like to daven with the parents, because you know they have this thing, the younger minyanim, you know, and say the parents say, I'd like you very much to daven with me in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to sit next to me in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So is that part of or is saying no, it's not a service thing, or is that also included in the kibbutz of aim? So we'll see how we'll conclude in the end what we have to say on this matter. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's the case? My lab da omelish chotli basheli. In other words, the case is what? That your father says, cook for me on Shabbos, shech for me on Shabbos. So the chiddush is that you don't listen. Why? Because the time of the Chazar Rachmoneh, Shabso Soi Tishmoru. Since it says Shabso Soi Tishmoru, so therefore, you can't. So the mitzvah kibbutz aveim is not shaykh over here. Halav hochi dochi, but had not been for this, it would have been doche. Had you not had the special gzeris hakos of shabsosu kishmoru, you'd say it's doche. The mitzvah kibbutz aveim is doche the iser shabbos, and this would be a raya that esei doche lo sase. So the gemara says, next page, bava malav, page 3, lo the mechamer. In other words, no, it's not talking about shchotli. Shchotli, of course, there's no shaila because maybe essay is not dochalos essay. So shchotli, you don't need shabsosai tishmoru that you don't do shchotli if your parent says. But mechamer, if you're taking your behemah and you're causing it to do some malacha on Shabbos, which is lo sasa kol malacha ato vint hemtecha, so that's not a lav. It's not a koris, love in ma'isev gufei, so it's not one of the lamates malacha. So maybe over here, in this case, you would have had a havamina to say that it was docha, but not the regular malachas. So the Gemara says, Ela de kaimalon de osi esse v'docha losa se ligmer mihacha, the lo litchi. So maybe in Okanami, this should be a raya. Parsha of Kibbutz Aveim should be a raya that we don't say Esei Docha Lo Sase, because in the end of the day we don't say it. So the Gemara says Chitay Meshani Lavi the Shabbos the Chamiri, but maybe the Lavi of Shabbos are more chomer, right? As Rashi says, it's Kilo Avodah Varazora, so it's not just a Lav, and therefore you can't learn from the Lavi of Shabbos. So Hatani ba'alma koy v'lo kaparach the tan yochel omelo avi v'tomelo osh omelo al tachzi yochel yishmelo talmelo mar איש אימו ואיבים תשמור שחשב שרתו שמור כולכם חייבים בכבודי. So the Gemara says another case. Yochol omol aviv hitamolo or shomolo al tachzir. In other words, the father says, don't return the aveda. So yochol that you should listen. Ishim aviv tishmor v'shav sarat tishmor. Kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. So what's the idea of the pasuk at Shabbos? Resume the eagle mifrach mal hanach shekain hechsher mitzvah. That the other case of Rashi says, Ella, lo'olam damra le'shkotli. In other words, maybe the case over there, but by Shabshos Tishmor, le'shkotli basheli. So, the filok lo'tzuchel, the eagle of Mifrach, malahanach shkotli basheli, shekain heksha mitzvah bechil Shabbos. Bakiris lo'sase, who mekayim esay the kibbutz, the zer heksha kiyumo. Piefshel mekayim of lo'kiris lav, hilkach ilav, ilo the cost of Shabshos Tishmor, have a mid lidche. In other words, אבל ייבום לא זה בלבד הכשר קיים המעשה שרי יוכל ללחוץ ולא יוקר לאו של ערבה ולא יצטריך עלי. So he says over here it's a הכשר מצווה. The case is over there, שכותלי בשלי, and therefore איגל מיפה מלאך שכן שכותלי בשלי שכן הכשר מצווה. So therefore maybe that's not the real mitzvah, so I say it's only a הכשר מצווה, and therefore we wouldn't have said Esei Docha Lo Sase. So the Rashba says, what does it mean in Heksha Mitzvah? Shani Hacha De'ein Bitulo El Heksha Mitzvah Pelvad V'shashem Vata Halav Lo Mikayim Esei Mamish. So in other words, over there you could say it's not really Esei Docha Lo Sase. So it wouldn't be relevant to this discussion. But So the Rashi says that the Iker Kavod of Kibud Aveim is something that he has Hana. And here it means direct Hana, meaning giving you food. Kovod machilo mashkeu malbisho manilo. Aval omer lo lasos dover she'ein bo hanah shel klum. Ein ze kovod shel stav elav. Kovod kaze ein bo esei shel torah sheyidche afilu lav greida. So he says that if it's not hanah, meaning it's not the cases that are mentioned in the Gemara, then that's not the essay. So therefore, there's no havamina that you would need to say essay docha lo sasei, because it's not even in the parsha.
I think the Machna usually says that the reason why Kibud Aveim is not Docha Shabbos is because it's compared to Mocha on Kodo.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, we're getting to that. Oh. So the simple reading of this Rashba will be of the will imply that the Mitzvah's essay of Kibud Aveim only applies to those cases mentioned with his direct Hanah. And that's why that's in the cases of Shchotli, Basheli, all these things, it's not direct Hanah, it's Hechsher Mitzvah. Give me the food in my mouth, that's the direct Hanah.
Let's say your parent is to violate a mirror or nothing. Would that be, would you say, like, I'm very hot, I need air conditioning. Can you go tell a goy to turn air conditioning?
Oh, okay, so we'll get to it. Okay, so now there is a Gemara Ksubas that says an important yisod in Esei Docha Lo Sase, that what's the din? Onus Shoshe Batzitzo, right? Rashi Shoshe Batzitzo B'Klisha Bachalo Lishtos. So there's a person who ma'anis a woman, right? He rapes a woman, so he has to marry her. He has to drink from the cup that he chose, meaning he raped this woman, so Mamela he has to marry her. Losi Elisha. Mafate Mratzel Hotzi Motzi. Keitza Shosa Basiso, Ophili Chigeras, Ophili Suma, even if she's not such an attractive person, she's lame, she's blind, Ophili Hi Mukashkin. Nimtza Badover Erva, She'ena Ruilavol Yisrael, Ein Rosh Alikaimu. But it only is what? Isha haruyalo, mosi al isha. But say a kohen rapes a grusha, so therefore he's also to her, so then that doesn't apply. So the Gemara asks the kashim. I'm on the next page. So what's the problem? There's a mitzvah essay of losi elisha. So why isn't that doche the lav of grusha? Right, grusha l'koyin is a lav, and it's a mitzvah essay of losi elisha. So say essay davcha losa say. So the Gemara says, no. Hey, I mean an essay as if it did chelosa segel mamila b'tzaras. The left shall accumulate the essay. In other words, mamila b'tzaras is you have a you're not a, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisaitse, he shomer b'negat tzaras. That you're not allowed to cut off the negat tzaras. So what if he has tzaras on the makom hamila? So then how can he do the mitzvah? So it says essay do chelosa se. But there's no way out. There's no way out. You have to do the mitzvah essay, and you're gonna have to violate the los assay. So there's no other way out. So essay docha los assay. But here, when she's raped, she could say, "I don't want this guy." She has a right to say it. So since there's a way out, it's not a mitzvah that has to be done, because in other words, no one can be mochel mila, you know, right? Unless it's pikuach nefesh. No one can be docha mochel mila. No one can be doche other things. So only can be doche, but the mitzvah of Losei Elisha, she could say, I'm a moichel. So since she could say, I'm moichel the mitzvah, you don't have to do it. So Mamela, that essay is not doche los essay. Only an essay that is behechrech to do. That is the yisod, yeah. Oh, so in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Rugla, one of the Grodole Achronim, so he quotes the Rashba we just said, and he wants to say what you're saying as well. On page 8, take a look. He says that he doesn't think the Rashba really means that. He doesn't think the Rashba really means that the only mitzvah essay of Kibbut Avaim are what? Are the ones that have Hanah. But he thinks what he means to say is that since certain things of Kibbut Avaim are, like you said, Anitan for Mechila, so then it's, so therefore, Rashi was only saying it in the context of Esei Docha Lo Sase. So in the context of Esei Docha Lo Sase, so then, certain things are nitan for mechila. So if they're nitan for mechila, then you don't say it. So he says, "Atah nirali lefarish." Zekah avon it's a rashba. Yishlomi the kachalei the rashba. Yishlomi they have a mean the mitzvah says the kibar of avid chalosa set. Haimimuchal akvodo v'yomer lo beinan. Right? The parent can be mochal. So how? What's the have mean? How do those two sugars stem? Because the Gemara in that we saw before, but right, that Gemara in Ksubis says whatever it is nitan mechila, you don't say it. And here we're saying that there's a havamina you should say. Essay dochalosa says, how do the two gemaras stem? Was that pirush? Did he divide a mitzvah essay ala ben shelo lahaknit es aviv umikayim lekayim kachol asher tivo lasos utzon aviv? He says he thinks that there is a mitzvah essay not to vex, not to anger your parents. So that means you should listen to what they want. Even if it's not something about, like your father wants you to daven next to him on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so then it's a mitzvah essay to do that. It's a mitzvah essay to do it. Even though it's not machil or mashke, you know, he can put on his talis for himself, he can, Baruch Hashem, he's healthy. But he has a certain hanah that my son should sit next to me in shul, so that's a mitzvah essay. Oh, so what does the Rashba mean? Omnam ein mitzvah essay zu hakoch litchos shum lo sasei. But he says this mitzvah essay is not going to be docha lo sasei, because the haim yomar av she ein makpid, al kiyum gezeirah. So in other words, you see, he says like this. The mashke, those are defined mitzvahs essay. In other words, that's a defined mitzvahs essay. That's not, it's more objective. So the objective mitzvahs essay of kibud av v'aim, so that's, you know, he wants it. So that's not because I'm making up a thing that I want. I want you to daven with me. So those things, for sure, are not in the category of what? Essay dochalos essay. Because, but the yomer av she'ein makpid ol kiyum gezeirah. So, because if the whole mitzvah is only because the father is asking this particular request, so it's still a mitzvah essay, but it's not that type of mitzvah essay that will be dochalos essay. V'chevitz yosher bebitul gezeirah so shuv leisel essay the kibud av kozeh. V'chein avim gozer av lo bitel gezeirah so yevsher litchos lo sase. The lo dobi lemila mitzaras shechal chiyav mitzvah meila. V'kibud av lachilu hashkoso shechal hachov al ben. In other words, those things, it's not because he's asking you. In other words, those things, even though some things maybe is, but those things are more like mila batzaras. Those objective things. You see your father needs help to put on his coat, put on his shirt, then that's like mila batzaras. So those things, Taka would theoretically say mitzvah, say lo. Yeah, he can mivuchel that also. You're right. But he says, in other words, those things.
Even if your father's mochel is so, getting him a cup of water, if I go get him a cup of water, I become a mitzvah.
He says, "Lo dom le mila b'tzara shachal chiyav mitzvah say mela." Rak kibar av lachilo. In other words, those rak kibar av lachilo ashkoso shachal hachova alaben gam below hakparas haav. Dizel ikur hakibar shesivs the Torah. In other words, the Torah is saying that you have to. If you see your father needs water, so it's not, so he happened to ask you. But really, the chova is, you see he needs water, you give him the water. Yeah, there's a chiyav on you. There's a chiyav on you. Yeah, because those things are, in other words, you're there. You see, your father can't get dressed on by himself, so you have to do it. Whether he asks you or doesn't ask you. So memela, that's like mila b'tzaras, and then there could be a havamina that you say essay don chalosa say lulei the sugi over there, but the other things that it's not even those are just things that it's only a mitzvah kibud because my father he likes when I that's not the same as machil mashke those are the cardinal but not to say that the other ones you know are is mutal lagamrei just do whatever you want no so that's
mitzvah is suffering because.
Right. So what's
yeah, but Talmud Chacham could also mochel on his Torah because the Torah delay.
Yeah.
So it's
going
to
mochel
there.
Yeah.
It could be that really they're all mochel, but the father's kaveh,
what is rotzon? What is rotzon? Right. Oh, so that's so this is a yisod that I like this yisod that in other words. That it's not only the ones mentioned in the Gemara, but it's everything. It's just the ones mentioned in the Gemara. There could be a havamina that you'll say I say the Colossus.
I think the Biskin Tshuva quotes that if your mother tells you not to go to a certain shul, it's too dangerous to go.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Oh, and now take a look on page 9. Now page 9 is from the Igeres HaTshuva. Even though it says Mishnah Halachas on the top of Menashe Klein. That just means that he wrote the Perush on the bottom. But this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? So, I wrote on the bottom. The cover from the father that is an objective. Right, and often the father that's a. So, therefore, those are the things, and those are the things that there would be a Havamina. That they should, you should say, I say dochalos, I say. But things that the father just—it's not an objective thing that every father needs machil mashke if he's not able to do it himself. You're right. He's teaching up the Rashba that the Rashba, when he means to say that the ikar covered is machil mashke, doesn't mean to say that therefore anything else is not. That's the ikar covered that the Gemara was speaking about that there should be a havamina that you'd say, I say dochalos, I say. Right. So therefore, that's like similar to the Mila B'tzaras. So that's how he stims the the Gemara in Ksubas with the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, Iker, and this it says it all in one line. And I think this works in very good with the Yad Eliyahu. Ikur kibur ava eim lasas lehem nachas ruach. Bein bedvarim, what we call nachas. Give nachas, right? Nachas ruach, bein bedvarim, bein bemaisa. Vametzorim bedvarim, got to love onum and so. But if you anguish them, then, you know, it's not a good thing. So that's the mitzvah. That's the hagdor of the mitzvah, is to give nachas ruach. So if your father would like that you daven next to him, I remember who told me this, Rav Yasala Rosenzweig, you know Rav Yasala Rosenzweig? No? Not well. No, he was from the diaspora. He wrote it famously good. Hu yiftach li beinu pischu pischu li. Those are his nigunim. He was, how do I know him? Because I used to take my shir to Schenectady for Simchas Torah. He was the Rav in Schenectady at that time. So why am I saying him? So he told me once that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that if the father wants you to daven next to him, so you should, you know, for whatever, you should do that. This minion is not, you know, the minion down the block is more yeshivish, more this and more that, but more yeshivish doesn't doicha mitzvasei. So okay, if it's mamish a shul that's not, you know, chveis, you know.
Yeah.
So if he wrote you the davening, you can say Kriyat Shema before. You can say Kriyat Shema before.
Without the
brachas. And you Kriyat Shema with the brachas. Most of these shuls are not davening at. We're not talking about some Hasidic shuls that are first davening at 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're talking about the regular 9 o'clock. Yeah, the 9 o'clock, 8:45. They say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, all the years in MTJ, always all the years every Shabbos davened b'yichidus, but he didn't want to stare. That was the zman of the shul and the Baal Batim. We used to that zman. And he didn't stare, but he himself, he davened b'yichidus every Shabbos morning. Every Shabbos morning.
Because it was past
Zman Tefillah? It was past Zman Kriyat Shema. It was a regular, MTJ, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. I mean, my wife is from the Lower East Side, so I see Reb David going to shul, and now Reb David stays there, it's hard for him to walk. But I would be going to the Young Israel, he would be going to the MTJ. MTJ is much further. So you've got to walk to Chinatown, you know, it's so much further. But for the 9 o'clock, you know.
In the yeshiva. Because it's not last o'clock.
Yeah. That was the emotion. Didn't want to change it because so Baal Batim, you know, this was his man, is what we always did, you know, that attitude. You know. What? Yeah. Okay, we're going to get there.
From the Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds like there's no distinction between Maisa and anything. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, would you say that Ma'achal Mashke is any different than anything else? If the Iker is not Zuach, it sounds like...
Right, so you're right. In other words, he's not categorizing it into right. In other words, it could be he may even say that like some want to say, one of the Sfarim writes that it's, you know, all these things are equal. So the Rashba made two levels, but the upshot in the end of the day is, in other words, I can't promise you that the Rabbeinu Yonah would say the same thing as the Yad Eliyahu and the Rashba, right? But that aspect is that's what I want to say. Now, look in Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, on page 11. Me'atala inyan kiyam tzavos aviv. So he's talking about what? Your father leaves the tzavah. Whatever the tzavah is. Yeah, Shlomo deguf inyan hashmos kol avi v'imo hu kamo nachas ruach shezo nachas ruach lahem sheyikuyim ritzono. If you don't listen, it's tzar. So he's talking about a tzavo, it means achermoso. So he says, achermoso, yesh lodun, lo shaykh lachermoso. Because if the whole idea is the nachas ruach, so then, at least in a physical way, I mean, whatever they know, they don't know after, you know, but lo shaykh lachermoso. Avdem mashmos divir shulchanot, kuy vasa tzavoso lachermoso, gam divir beis yosim mashkein lehedja. Okay, the Gamze Indian Kibbutz and Nizar B'Divrayim, Pesher D'Mechal Morak. He says, well, what's the idea that the Shulchan Aruch saying you have to listen to a Tzava? So he thinks, he doesn't think it's Kibbutz, because Kibbutz is the way we're teaching it, and Rabbi Kivegi is also teaching with, like, the Rabbi Kivegi, like the Rabbi Yona, is what? Is the Nachas Ruach. So he says, Nachas Ruach maybe is not only Shaykh B'Chaim. Okay, the Gamze Indian Kibbutz, maybe that's a din in Mora. So he says maybe that din is a din in Mora, that you don't have Mora if you're listening, so that's Tzavah. Right, so the kibbutz is only b'fanah, because that's only a din b'chayah, because that's the kibbutz of this type of kibbutz of the nachas ruach. There's an interesting Yerushalm. Well, what kibbutz of Yira? Yeah, but Yira means that I have to have a reverence. Right. A reverence, yeah. Yeah. Kibbutz is giving them
it's tricky also, because if they know you're not going to do that after the death, then you can't hide
it. Right, if they know that.
You can't really avoid it. You can't hide it.
Yeah. Oh, so take a look at the Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi and Peah. Imo shel Rabbi Shmuel, the mother of Rabbi Shmuel, Basel Vikivlos Alayla Rabboseinu. She went to the rabbis and she said, my son, Rabbi Shmuel, he's not right. He's not doing, she complained to the Rabbanim about her son. Right, of course, yeah. Amalahem Giru bi Shmuel b'ni, she'enu noheg bi b'kovet. He's not, no, also shot, this karmu paneim shel Rabboseinu, amru, evshe Rabbi Shmuel, alohog b'kovet, avosav. What can he do wrong? Rabbi Shmuel, what didn't he do? Amr lo, ma avilach, what did he do to you? So he said, Amr, kadu nofik mi beis vada. When he was coming home from the yeshiva, from the beis medrash, right? And anabai mishos ragli, look at the, he was coordinated in the Pnei Moshe, uba labais rotzani lirchatz raglov, I want to wash his feet off, umishti began, and I want to drink that dirt from his feet from coming home from yeshiva. I want to, and he won't let me do it. And he won't let me do it. For lo shavikli, what a son! Amr lo hol v'hu ritzona hu kvoda. That's a ratzon. So that's a covenant. So that's the same yisod. Oh, so now. Yeah. So that's the same yisod. Now, maybe you could tie in. Okay, let's see. One second. Now, there is a famous Marik. And this Marik is brought in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch about Shidduchim. About listening to your parents for Shidduchim. I can't tell, I was involved in several cases. I was taken to a Din Torah over this. over accepting a Shidduch of a Talmud. who the parents were against the shidduch, and I felt it was a good shidduch for the fella, and Baruch Hashem, you know, went through, and but he took me to a din Torah over it, that he felt the boy's father took me to a din Torah, because he felt that if he would not have listened to me, he wouldn't have married her, because I gave him a heksher that it was a, because I felt for him it was good. I'm not saying for someone else, for him. That's all I was, whatever. And it was a whole thing. But Baruch Hashem, they're happily married. They have a nice big family. Baruch Hashem, but he still wouldn't forgive me until after the din Torah, where the Rav Paskin that I was okay, that he wanted to put a knas on me, that I caused him tsar, that I should have to pay a knas. So the psak was I didn't have to pay a knas, but he was still angry at me until that year before Rosh Hashanah. We called him up to make shalom with him, and then he said, "His son, I'm not going to be roid of Rabbi Simon anymore." And that was the story. I can tell you that on. It would turn off the.
How much would it cost? How much did
he have? I don't know how much he wanted, but it was interesting. It's quoted from the Ramah. So those that see the Ramah, you see the Ramah. But if you want to see the Marik inside, you should see the Marik inside. But most people only see one paragraph of the Marik, and there's even more to say. So let me just show you this on page 14. Asher nitztapachta im yesh koch b'yad ha'av limchos b'yad b'no lisa isha shayachpots bo haben. Right? He wants this meisim b'chol yom. Meisim, not b'chol yom, but meisim. Lisa Isha Shayachbotspa Haben. Vanias Daiti Nirish in He Isha Hagonislo Shen Koch Biara Av Limchos Biara Haben. Had a few in your mammon Odile Rabbot and Rabbi Yermi Kamandom Michel Av, right? The Kibra Ave Michel Av came Pasco Poske Alokas, so easy culture kid Hakachu Dover Shaykh. Vitzar Gufal Hanicha Isha Shachovitzba, Vitzar Hakech Isha Cheris, a Shalom Tiyasha Bein of Kolkach. In other words, he wants this girl. The father likes the other girl, but so what? You know, the father has to pay for the kibbutz of aim of his son. So certainly, he's causing a tzar to the son. He's causing a tzar to the son. Hanicha Isha Shachovitzba, Vitzar Hakech Isha Cheris. Asher lo tiyasha be'enav kolkach v'od dekorov hadover be'enai lios kimitzuv lavor al divrei Torah. In other words, you're telling your son to do an aveira. Why? Shari amur rosein osu lodom shikaz shi'isa asher yirena. Because you have to like the person you're marrying. So if he wants him, because he likes that girl, because whatever. She likes her parnasa, he likes her family, whatever, but the guy doesn't like, you know. It's, I remember there was a man in Brooklyn who wanted very much I should marry his daughter, and I had no interest. And Rav Shechter gives the shiur in Brooklyn every week, so he would go to Rav Shechter, he would bring him Divrei Torah that he wrote, that he should give it to me, so I should go out with his daughter, because he wrote these beautiful Divrei Torah. And so Rav Shechter used to come and with the Divrei Torah, and he would bring it to me. And I kind of liked his Divrei Torah, but I didn't want to go out with his daughter. So it's two different things. So this is the paragraph. But what people don't point out, that some Achronim point out, is you have to leave even the beginning of the tshuva. That no one reads. In other words, how many people ever look up the Marik? Do they look at the Ramah? So they find this paragraph. This is the paragraph. But you have to go from the beginning, and you'll see. In other words, he says here. He says. So he says, "V'zet tishal l'shmi ish brisi ish lomi lilchom belachmi etc." Rishona al odos Reuven, shenishba l'aviv shelo yisa isha bimbalti reshusu v'tem nishba alav kvar masor madab ne'edim levatel shvuot. So first he took a shvua that he's not going to marry a girl without his father's reshus. V'tem nishba alav kvar masor madab ne'edim. Levatel Shvuaso. Ba'amr Shaya Yorei Pen Lo Yirtza Aviv Lachas Pa'ur L'Mokim Ploni Yimayin Yemein Lishavolo. In other words, he was coerced into it. So he V'nei Ruben Kidei Shuv Isha Achas B'li Rishos Aviv U'ben Kiddushin U'knisat Sivol Aviv L'Bilti Yichnos. Right, don't go through with it. U'me Osa Isha Shakidei Shuvein Ha'yekvar Nitan V'nechshan Aleha. In other words, this woman Shekidesh Ruvein Haya Kvar Nitan V'Nechshar Aleha. It was a woman that it was a chashad that there was, you know, in other words, it was something that there could have been a possible taina that this, you know, this girl was not such a great girl. Shekidesh Ruvein Haya Kvar Nitan V'Nechshar Aleha. Achlol Yidei Menarim Hafuchim V'Rok L'Mala. Now with all the simanim, the point being is the Achronim discuss, you know, what if she's... It wasn't this great, necessarily great tzaddikus. So maybe he could have had some time in Afal Pike. So that's the discussion, another discussion. In other words, because you never know what was the girl in the context of the Marik that it was talking about. But that's as he sowed. That's as he sowed. That what? That you don't have to listen. So now... Even if he has some taina. You know the famous story with the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe says, "Katzdi b'chayai b'pnei b'nos ches," which literally means that he's people from the Chiti. So the Satmar Rebbe says, "I'm very upset with the people who say they have to go out on 8 dates. B'nei b'nos ches." That's what the Satmar Rebbe said. So Rav Bik Zatzal, Rav Moshe Bik, who's my wife's uncle, it was a big hashpa on my life growing up. He says, the Satmar Rebbe, he was a Masada Kedushin. But I'm also a Masada Gidin. So I know that you need to go out. You know, there was this idea that they shouldn't go out. What the Satmar Rebbe says is not, he didn't hold from it. Satmar Rebbe had great respect for Rav Bik, but Rav Bik wasn't afraid of anyone. He was a true ish emes. So that's what he said. Oh, so now the question is: well, what about this whole thing of nachas ruach? In other words, the parents have so much anguish. They don't want this girl. I mean, I can tell you more stories. So how does this fit in? So the Chazon Ish says like this, from page 15. Fisher zel guf hakibud. Ravagav damin b'somach mivur mitzvayim she'ein haben chayv lasas son aviv v'ma she'ein lov shuv toelos kachos of Ramban fear grow. The kosher that kosher tosis shem Yerushalmi. That's the tosis that Yerushalmi just learned. The Ritzona Zel Kibud. V'ma'av rotze b'takonis b'no mitztaya k'shenose isha she'in Ritzon ha'av lami hei roshay l'tzaro. What's the heter to be mitzar to marry this girl? But you mean mitzar your parents. V'inu b'chlal mora. V'lama ze dova ze kal misose dvarav b'achros adas b'lvada. Maybe it's even sose dvarav like the Machna said. And he's saying that the Gro really says the same word of the Yad Eliyahu. The Gro see him the Barash from Mashma Davka le Indian Dechias Lav Hashiv Essay Shal Torah. The Efshe the Kavanas Rashman Mikol Mokom Hu Chiv the Raisa Shai Rotsa La Torah Bekibud Av Moro El Iker Essay Hu Bekibud Shal Machivu Mashkev. In other words, the Iker thing, but that doesn't mean and the same idea that the Iker is Machil Mashkev, but there's still the other Indian. Okay, Ein Shakosa Tosa Shluas.
So
Nidon Marik, Lo Shemanu She Rasha Letzaro. So he says, Igur Tamot Shal Marik Sha'av Tzorich Levatel Ritzon Ibn Ratzon Beno, Pekei Gavna. Ve'en Ben Chaya Bekibot Zeh. Kimo She'enu Chaya Witein Matonis Lo'ov Ibn Sha'av Chomet Chafotzov. He says, there's certain things that the father is overstepping his bounds. So you have to do Nachas Ruach, provided that what? That it's reasonable what the parent is asking. In other words, it's reasonable that the parent is asking that you should come and help out or do this, you know. But to say that you can't marry the girl you like, provided she's a, you know, it's a Jewish, you know, it's not, we're not talking about you can marry just, oh, you're in love with a non-Jew or something like that, or, you know, things like that. In other words, but within, one second, within the realm of halacha, it's just like, he doesn't like it because he doesn't like her father, or he doesn't like her, whatever. So that he overstepped his bounds. So his ratzon is batel in that case. In other words, the father has his, well, the mother, they have their right to request things, and you have to give them nachas ruach. But there's certain things that are considered that they have to mevatel their das, the das of the child. And sometimes it requires a lot of yishuv hadas to know, is this something that they overstepped their bounds. Right, even in the case of the Marik, where she was choshed or whatever, but at the end of the day, it was a kosher marriage, and she was a kosher girl. Right. 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 So what's the gather? So the gather is something that. Right. The father's sitting in jail. So there is, like, somehow, I think Rav Shachter holds it, it's mamish a bizayon, it's a truva in the mitziv, it's a bizayon for the family, or something like that. But like the cases I dealt with, where, in other words, the girl was a little bit more modern than the father would have liked his son, but like the Dayan said at the Din Torah, she Shomer Shabbos? Yes. Okay, so she's more modern. She's more modern. So they're modern people. So okay, but she's not. It's not like they keep kashrus. They keep okay. So maybe they can rely on some hechsherim that maybe not everyone. But you know, that's not, you know. But certain things are out of the pale. You know. So you know.
But why should that have anything to do with?
Because Kibbut Aleim is nachas ruach to the parents, but in other words, to follow ratzon of the parents. But if the ratzon of the parents is not a proper ratzon, then I don't have to give them nachas ruach.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why we're talking about the legitimacy of the girl. Who cares? Even if she's not legitimate.
No, if she's not legitimate, then there's a Torah you have to answer to.
Right.
Right. You're saying that if a parent got someone, whether you don't marry someone who's called Shabbos or not Jewish, it might also be kibud av v'ein because the parents, it's a big nachas ruach because the parents are really being reasonable.
Why do we need to call it kibud av v'ein?
In other words, because the mitzvah of kibud av v'ein is to give nachas ruach to the parents, but if the parents are not reasonable, they're asking something that's not reasonable, so then that's not. Then you don't have to give them nachas ruach for that particular prop.
She's had the
side
of my mentioned jail for a very legitimate reason.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are afraid. Well, that's why they clock. I mean, you know, their father's sitting in jail.
Right. That's right. So that's a question whether that discussion of bizayon, so then they should have to go to a rav to see if maybe that's called, if you hold from that Hagdara, I think maybe Rav Shechter said over, and I think the Tziv is a tshuva, that's not as a bizoyan for the. So that is what to say. That was one type of thing when I was read Shiduchim, when I heard of. I wasn't read so many Shiduchim that the father was in jail. I mean. but no, I was read a Shiduchim, the father was in jail. Chashuva Rebbetzin read it to me. But that I just couldn't do. I couldn't do it.
Right, they're
gonna have a right. So then maybe they, you know, maybe in that case there could be something to say that that maybe that's not. But the case like where it's a little bit more modern, or one case I dealt with that the father they felt was too, you know, they don't like the father, the girl's father. They don't like the father. He wasn't in jail. He wasn't. They don't like him. Okay, they don't like him. So that's not a. So then we fought very hard to get this shidduch. And Baruch Hashem, they're also married, happily married, with a nice family.
What if it's like you're going to have to move off of people having a married person, like she lives in Israel.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Give me another minute or so. Okay, there's a tshuva, Torah Lishma. What, Ben Ishka? Right. Torah Lishma is who? Is Ben Ishka. Yeah, he signs his tshuvas Yecheskel Kachli. Yeah, I don't know, but that's what he signs his truvas.
I heard in the end that it wasn't.
What?
I heard in the end that he said that it wasn't.
That it was. That it was, but
it's
later on.
Yeah.
It's like a 60-page
Akdama
in the new edition.
Yeah, the Torah
Lishma.
It's the Gematria of Yosef Chaim. That's why, you know, there's. The Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitch Tzemach Tzedek, it's Gematria Menachem Mendel. That's where Menachem Mendel came from, Tzemach Tzedek. But it's interesting that, you know, Tzemach Tzedek is quoted, it was the old Tzemach Tzedek, quoted in the Mogen Avraham. You see, where Rav Avadya Yosef will quote, he'll say Tzemach Tzedek, in parentheses, Yashem. Because that's the one that was quoted in the Mogen Avraham. And what's difficult is, his name was what? Also Menachem Mendel. In other words, even the non-Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek was Menachem Mendel, because they had this thing of a Menachem Mendel, you name your safer a Tzemach Tzedek, because that's why the Vizhnitzer, listen to this one, the Vizhnitzer, he called his safer Tzemach Tzadik. Why? Because he spelled Menachem Mendel with a Yud. Well, so he says like this. Right? So we know your father comes before the mother because Maniach Kovet Imo also called of Aviv. Same. So this is the Shaila. He named Bar Ruvain Vishalanu Shebezeh Hayom Ba Echad Over Orech Lebeis Aviv. In other words, a guest is coming to the father's house. Vidibir Imo Ezidvar, become Allah Kliknos Kefet Echad Men Hashuk. In other words, my father's friend is coming from out of town, and he needs someone to drive him around and take him to the stores in Manhattan. Okay, good. He won't know how to get around. You son, do me a favor. Take my friend, drive him around, go shopping with him, etc. So, okay, good. The problem is, third line on the left side. And is that Reuven gam imo biksha mimenu beisi sheyilek l'mokam ache lavi lo dover echad sheyitzricha lo l'guf atzma. But at the same time, the mother is asking, but I need some food from this store for my whatever. So there's a conflict here. So the father's saying, can you go drive my friend around, right? And the mother's saying, what? I need you to get something that I'm going to need for goof. Now, normally, Av is kodem le'aim, right? Rotsu v'mena shalech v'mheira. Okay, in Omer v'shal. Im kai gav nechayiv l'kayim divrei oviv, yaniach divrei imo, o dil mesha hachashani, ki oviv einu rotsa hadover ha'ul atzmo. In other words, the father's kibbut Av is second tier kibbut Av. The mother's kibbut Av here is first tier kibbut Av. So he says, v'efshar kol kai yaniach divrei oviv yasem mitzvaz imo. So this is the Yisod, that this puts it all together, that that even though the mother's usually inferior legami kibbutz, but if the mother's asking a first tier kibbutz and the father's asking a second tier kibbutz, it has nothing to do with the gufo of the father. It's not that he's asking to bring him food or something like that. He's just asking, it would be nice if you could help my friend out. So then, that's what he says, the Ben Ish Chai, he says on page 18 on the bottom, "Can't hush the hachanami b'nidon didon the imot sifsa also b'dom sheish lo hanabo the ikum zeh mitzvah zeh sheish gimra minatoyra." He holds maybe it's not minatoyra, maybe it's only the rabbanon or whatever. So that's a lower level. Avi tziva also b'dover sheilo b'hanosh al klum the lekum zeh mitzvah zeh sheish minatoyra davade tzarich basos divrei imo sheish kan chiyev b'mitzvahs esay mamish sheyaniach divrei aviv v'hazeli shalom kel shodah shem tzchos yazoli. Go Devarai Hakaton Yecheskel Kachli.
I think the schedule also quotes that if your father asks you to do something which is a hefsek mamon, and your mother asks you something which is a mechayev, your mother
pays. Okay. Now, this is another big question. Living in the same locale as your parents. There was, in certain circles, that's a given. I mean, when my father got married, it was a different door, you know. So he moved in with his in-laws because they didn't have money to have, you know. That was, today, that would be okay. People would do it maybe for the first in the basement, but then, but this, you know, that doesn't work as much as that. Oh, so the Maril has a piece here on page 19 from Sholom Ostreich. So he says one line, but he says it all. Look on page 19. He says, "Amar Marash, la'olam yodar adam b'makom avosav ki mitzvahs chacham." You have to live b'makom avosav. Luoy zeh kvar nehetakti oli kama pa'amim me'ir nusta. If I had not, I would have moved away a long time ago. But since mitzvahs chachamim, la'olam yodar adam b'makom avosav, and there's a savor, I think from the tour, that in other words, because if the parents need you and you have to be ready to service them, so then
the mission of being a vato is a say by moving.
Yeah. So that's the question. In other words, you live in New York and you want to move to LA. If you live in LA, obviously you're not going to be so available to help them out. So two things here. So he's like this. The Aruch HaShulchan has all the poskim have it. So the two things here. Obviously, as the Aruch HaShulchan says here on page 20 and others, if you have parnasa in L.A. and you don't have parnasa in New York, so then you're mechuyev to you know that's the, then you can move. Because you have to have parnasa.
Let's say you have a lesser parnasa next to your parents and more parnasa.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. If it's just a little bit, okay, maybe. But if one second. So he says, every Nakuda here, we could go on for a long time, but page 20, this Aruch HaShul, Amr Chazal, so per kamad Megillah. God al Talmud Torah, Yosem Mikiva Adavayim, Shal also Yudal Shodim Shalom Ad Yaakov, Eitzel Shem Ve'ever, Lo Lena, Shal Kibar Av, Chedim Rotsa Lech Lumod Be'ir Acheres, because again, now this is the point that Rabbi Weiser was saying, that it could be certain issues that the Yirah Shamayim will be greater, and maybe that is also included in this idea of we're talking about the shuls. So, you know, certain shuls, maybe the child, you know, that's I think her Harfenis writes in the Sefer, you know, could be a greater Yirah Shamayim, but that it has to be in the mix. You know, some type of pshara or something like that, because here he says he could learn better in the other yeshiva. And there's a sholach mitzvah cheres tzarich lishus avivimo, but for Talmud Torah, b'avogav the sholach leparnasos so vade ain't a tzarich lito rishus. You don't need rishus for parnasa. Because mokam mishum mitzvah tzarich lito rishus osig mitzvah parmen the mitzvah. In other words, you're going for another mitzvah, but for Talmud Torah for parnasa. For parnasa, you could, but if the par, what? Because parnasa is your life. Yeah, chiyusa. One second. So, Parnassa, you have a... But say, in other words, you have a job offering. Your parents live in New York, and you have a more or less equal job from but you want to move to L.A., and they say, we need you. I mean, we're talking about, say, you know, parents that are... Need the kids, so then they talk and might have a taina. But if they don't need you, so they don't need you. But if they need you, so if you only have the parnasa there and you don't have a parnasa here, or the parnasa is very shrach, so that's same thing that the Mil Tzedakah says. We'll talk about this. The other discussion. This is the first discussion, is just I'm leaving from New York to L.A. The other shaila is the aliyah shaila. Right, he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents. This comes up a lot. The parents don't want them to live in Eretz Yisrael. They want, obviously, if they live in Eretz Yisrael, they're not gonna see them. They're not gonna see the grandkids.
It's also not. Right. Is it for kibbutz or for nachas?
Depends. Yeah. So this is one second. Page 22. This is a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. It's good. The Rishonim wrote short tshuvas. It's the Achronim that write these long tshuvas. The Rishonim wrote short tshuvas. Page 22. Im av yochel akev al yidei b'no lalos le'eretz Yisrael. He says, came in the kaimelon the mitzvah lalos, haksiv ani Hashem l'chol dover mitzvah l'yishmalo t'kover hamokom kodim. So the Maharam Rutenberg, his psak was that you want to make aliyah, so then you have a right.
Marriage gets divorced.
Yeah. But there are a lot of tzaddikim to say not like this. First of all, you know, Rav Moshe's tshuva was that it's not living in Israel is not a chiyuv mitzvah. It's only a chiyuv mitzvah. That was his thing. And there's a tshuva of Avnei Nezer. Rav Shechter likes to quote this tshuva. This is a, maybe you could say it's a chiddush, but this will undermine a lot of people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, saying that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael but you're just getting all your money shipped from the States, then maybe you're not mekayim mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's why he said that a lot of a lot of rabbis who didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he said, because they couldn't afford it. And the Mil Tzedakah says the same thing, the tshuva of the Mil Tzedakah is that I didn't put it in the packet, I couldn't put everything in. That mitzvah, making aliyah, is only if you have a parnasa there. If you don't have a parnasa, you shouldn't live there.
America,
everyone's
worried about
parnassus.
So no one makes a parnassus, so no one's worried about it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's so many people who come here daily for shulachim, and you know, heart wrenching stories. But you know, like maybe you know, the system needs to change a little bit. That people need to have parnassus is not an avera. Everyone should be encouraged to have a parnassus. That's not a. And the Mil Tzedakah writes in the tshuva, I think the Piskei Tshuva quotes it. Oh, you like the Piskei Tshuva? So you don't make aliyah if you don't have a parnasa.
Maharam seems to be going against the Aruch Hashulchan, because he's saying for any mitzvah you'd be able to.
The whole David Dvar Mitzvah lo yishma lo.
Saying
that, okay.
Would this only apply for, let's say, like a boy's parents, and not a girl, because once a girl gets married, she's not necessarily.
Right, there could be a difference between the boys, right?
In general, let's say, for example, one guy person's going on vacation, and the area he's going on vacation doesn't have a shul, it's not a minyan.
Okay, that's an excellent question. Wait, are you talking about kibbutz avim, or just asking in general?
In general, because the question is, we're talking about moving, right? If I move, then potentially I'm giving up on the opportunities to do mitzvahs.
Kibbutz avim,
right? But, so I'm asking in general, what's the halacha in general? Am I hired to put myself in a situation where I can maximize the
right, moment? In other words, sometimes a person wants to go on a vacation, and there might not be a minion there. So, there's what to talk about, but I think we're not talking about he's going to miss Rosh Hashanah davening, or, you know, he's going to miss a Monday, Thursday. or even a Tuesday, you know. So it's something that they feel they really need. So I think that it's not it's
could be not a field.
Yeah, it could be also. Yeah, that's how some say it. Yeah. But Lamaisa, so I think there's what to say for that. They need it for their
phone calls considered a kibbutz function?
It depends. Yeah, of course. To give a phone call is nachas ruach.
Right.
Nachas ruach.
So it's not that you're not mekayem mitzvah.
No, but it depends. No, but if they need you to actually be there and do
physical,
yeah, so that's not going to do that. But still, calling is part of the nachas, that other aspect of the nachas ruach.
If a person wants to date and they figure that their dating opportunities are better somewhere else, are they allowed to move for that? Like, in advance or dating?
Yeah,
and Lisa Isha is also like.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the chiyus of those are the fundamentals. Marama Rundberg. Right. Not everything. I mean the Maram. Maybe yes. Maybe. Cold Var Mitzvah, Lo Yishma, yeah. Okay, now the last thing is Aviv Rasha. Right, the parents is not from. So where does that? And that obviously could be a very sensitive matter. So there's a machlokas, the Rishonim, Rambam, the Rosh. So the Shulchan Aruch here, page 23, Mamzechayev b'kvod Aviv u'b'moro. Afilo ya Aviv Rasha u'bal averus mechabdo u'misyarei mimenu. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That, and we know the Svardim are always more, makpid, no? Yeah, keep it. Yeah. I know the Svardim, when their father gets an aliyah, they stand the whole time of the aliyah for the father.
Yeah. We do it even for older brothers.
Yeah. And then the Ramah quotes the Rosh. So right, so this obviously can be a very sticky. So a couple of things that are brought down. First of all, so obviously if you hold like the Mechaber, then you have to treat the non-observant the non-observant person, the non-observant parent the same as anyone else. The question is, what about the Ramah? So obviously if a person is not going to treat them properly, it's going to be a tremendous Chil Hashem. It's going to be a tremendous Chil Hashem not to treat properly. That's number one. And number two, there's Maram Shik. So the Maram Shik, he wrote a sefer on the Tariq Mitzvahs, like sort of like a Minchas Chinuch type sefer. He's the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Again, this sugya of Aviv Rasha is a whole long discussion, but just but he wants to say the following, that he says that even those shitas that it's mutter, but if you mitzayer Aviv Rasha, that could also be an avera. Let's see where he says that. The Ode, page 25 on the right side, the Ode. Ode nearly Yachav Kushis Hatur. They saw us a Rambam nearly a few little das a tour. They do chayiv mitzvahs kibud, like the rush and the tour. So mokam modahu da osu l'tzaro. He says that's his yisod. Is it so mukrach? He says the ein haben nasa shliach lahalkosus oviv ol nedoso pekosu marik l'tzaro gora. So he wants to say Lazaro, so therefore he says, Lord, there is the Zatzmo, he made him Mechabed of also Zatzmo Tsar, who I am. She ain't been Mechabed or some. But I think the major idea is that even if it's not technically the din of Kibbutz, but if he's not going to act like a mensch to his parents, so then he's Mechalal the whole Torah, you know? So maybe this the technical mitzvah might not be according to Rambam, but right. So there's a lot of go through the sugya where the Rambam gets it, where he gets it, the harmosa, all the different. But I think that's
also if the father didn't
right. And then well, the question of the Tinuk Shenishba part of this discussion. You know what's called Tinuk Shenishba. So different people have different shitas of, how freely do we offer Tinuk Shenishba certificates to people, or how not freely?
What's the svar not being mechaved your father even when he's a rosh? Kibbutz doesn't
come,
doesn't end
with
him anyway.
Doesn't deserve
well,
it. Right. Because the kibbutz is to him. So,
but the kibbutz is that's why it's a mitzvah Torah. It's a mitzvah Torah, gufa like any other mitzvah. That is ani mitzvah elchem.
Right, but maybe this person is not roy to get kibbutz.
Rishon says that there's less of an issue to amputate a parent's limb if they don't keep Shabbos because they're not included in the Yisra Kavala in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. So
where do we see that in the fiber of tzibur? Where in the tzibur do you see that there's a on the status of the person.
Right, so that's the idea of not also, whether it's part of this idea of also, nasi b'amcha, also ma'isa amcha, do we learn out to keep it to parents from there also, of this idea?
Right, come here.
No, I hear as far as I just don't know where it comes
from.
So,
I mean, today we're in the idea of, tina shenishma, but technically speaking, in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, it's not something you say publicly, but the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person, I mean, we don't say this to people, but sometimes I think in the back of my head that there's no chiyuv of avelus if the parent is not from. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Right. So if you assume the tinuk shenishba, but not everyone, what? Rav Yehoshua Schwartz spoke here once in this base medrash. The Shechita, yeah. Yeah, so Lamaisa, if you would tell somebody they shouldn't sit shiva for, that could cause a whole, and people who are not, so if you, necessarily tina shenishma, but when somebody's asking a shayla in Hilchas Avelus, and sometimes it's a question of a chul or a chumrah, and I know that they weren't shomer Shabbos, so I don't say it out, but no, it's not a question. In other words, they want to be more makel about a certain halacha. I'm not telling them.
They want to wear crocs.
Yeah, they want to. Yeah, exactly. Something that's not going to be a chil Hashem. They're not going to be a chil Hashem. They want to know whether they can they go to this this bar mitzvah or something like that. To Shiloh Simchas Meretz. It's not Simchas Meretz. And anyway, the parents. So you don't say it out in a way, but some things like in the back of your mind, like certain rabbanim say when it comes to You know, we're machmir in dam torah b'zman hazeh. But when certain things are borderline shilas, so some rabbanim will be more makel when it comes to the, you know, the shila. Not if it's mamish.